Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, October 7th. You ever have those mornings where you're laying in bed, you're sleeping, you're in this very, very, very intense dream, and then the alarm goes off? Yep, that was my morning. I was in the midst of a very detailed, bizarre dream, and I'll just share a little bit. I know you don't care, but I'm going to share anyway. The very end of the dream, I was in a line with a bunch of people. And there was two ladies I was talking to. And we were kind of pushed up against a gate. So there was, or a fence, a chain link fence. There was nowhere to go. And I looked up in the sky because there was a lot of noise. And there was this... I'm not one for planes, so I don't know the design of the plane, but it was pushing some boxes, and there was some, they looked like shuttle planes, not like, you know, commercial planes, but NASA planes. And it was pushing these huge metal boxes through the air. And there were four other, these NASA on each side corners of it so that, you know, nobody could attack it, I guess. I don't know. And this, it wasn't making a particular straight pattern. It was like going all over, like as if it was doing, stunts. It was weird. And then, I don't even know how to explain this black... flying thing. It wasn't a flying saucer. It kind of looked like a shopping cart without the wheels. It's just very hard to explain, and it was very loud, and it's like the pilot knew that the people were starting to freak out, and it did a couple like really close stunts, and then it got really super close to us, and you could hear the air, like that whistle sound before it takes off. And I started praying the Lord's Prayer, which is really weird. And I kind of was telling the people, you know, this is it, because we're gonna fry once this plane takes off and the fire shoots out of the, you know, the back. We're gonna get toast. And my alarm went off. But I also had dreams before that led up to that point, and how I got outside, and it was just bizarre. I haven't had detailed dreams in a while, a couple nights, weeks, I think, that I can remember. I'm very much into dream analysis, some of you might know. So I'll remember this dream later. I'm sure I'll remember this dream later. And sometimes I have such bad dreams that my husband has to wake me up. Because they started when I'd feel like I was dying or, you know, being suffocated in my sleep. And now it's just like I'm being attacked by some kind of entity. And my husband, being a Christian, a God-fearing believer and all that, would pray and touch me, and I would wake up. And he tried to explain to me, you know, call Jesus' name, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. And I would never do it. But I was trying to study lucid dreams and to be able to control my dreams while I'm in it. Knowing, you know, kind of telling yourself, it's a dream. You're not going to die. You can wake yourself up. You can control this. You can change it. And I think by triggering the Lord's Prayer was my way of waking up, or to do that... settling my uneasiness about the dream, about whatever was coming next. But thanks for listening, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna go home after I work and figure this one out, because it'll bug me until I do figure it out. Yeah, it was definitely weird. So, alrighty. Thanks for listening. Laterness, people.